You're listening to Humanities Connection, a production of WFDU-FM and the New Jersey Council for the Humanities. I'm Bob Mann. This program is broadcast on 89.1 FM, and then it's archived at www.njhumanities.org. And you can go to that website to find out about all of the interesting things which are done by the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, as well as hearing archives of Humanities Connection. Take Pride Bloomfield is a project which examines the LGBTQ plus experience in that Essex County town. And it's been a beneficiary of a grant from the New Jersey Council for the Humanities. And my guest here in the WFDU studio to discuss this right now is Holly Belli. She is director of the Bloomfield Public Library. Holly, thank you for taking the time to come up here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the connection of you being the director of the public library and a grant to examine the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community in your town. How did this all evolve?
Well, back in 2016, Councilwoman Wartina Davis, Dr. Davis is also a professor of political science and the associate dean of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences at William Patterson University, decided to found Bloomfield Pride to give residents in Bloomfield who are LGBTQ+ more of an opportunity to gather and explore issues that were important to them. Around that time, I met Gigi Nagelak, and she had encouraged me to apply for a humanities grant. And I went to the Pride group and asked them, how would you feel about me applying for this grant on your behalf? And they were just delighted, to the point where they gave me probably a good two-thirds of the ideas that we've managed to include in our grant programming lineup with the grant funding.
This actually is great for you to be the facilitator here, because writing a grant is a very, very specific skill, and you can have a great idea and still end up with nothing to fund it. So that's very important that you were able to facilitate that. But let's talk about some of the things that are involved in the project. So it's examining the experience, but exactly how is it doing that?
Well, the grant specifically, being the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, asks you to do so using the humanities as a tool to examine that experience. So we've had book clubs, documentary viewings, museum trips, events like that. And so using those events, we've brought people from within and without the LGBT plus community to come and discuss these things with them and maybe get their perspective out or open other people's minds to it.
It's interesting because this radio station broadcasts into New York City, and even in days in which there was just no recognition or acceptance of the LGBTQ plus community, New York City at least was a safe haven to some degree. Obviously, there was Stonewall and other situations like that, but you do associate very often a city like New York or San Francisco with being friendlier to this community. We don't think that much about the community being in the suburbs, but obviously in Bloomfield you must have found out that the community had a number of people and was pretty vibrant, and you say that a lot of people really responded quickly when this Take Pride Bloomfield project came and evolved.
Absolutely, and the group itself has only grown exponentially. They started off with a Pride picnic last year. They'll be having their second annual one on June 16th in Bloomfield. But the more people that have become aware of the group, and especially through the opportunities presented by the grant, the more people have gotten involved in Take Pride Bloomfield, and also given us the opportunity to look at the different ways that that community intersects with itself through meetups and such. We've been able to reach more people, bring more people to the library who maybe were not members yet, and create more connections between people within that community.
We're broadcasting this initially as a new segment in the April 2018 episode of Humanities Connection, but it will be on njhumanities.org as an archive for, you know, years and years to come, and very often we repeat this program on the radio station. What is the long-term residual effect of this project, or at least what are you hoping it will be? What are we left with, whether it be the library, the town, the community itself, in terms of some of the projects, some of the initiatives, and some of the examination that will be going on? What's the long-term benefit?
I'm really glad you asked that. All libraries are having a hard time financially right now, and programs are often the first things that get put to the wayside. You can't give up your staff or your books or your computers. But a special program that involves a guest author or a museum trip, those are tend to be frills, and those are the things that fall by the wayside. So getting this grant was unbelievably fortunate for my library. But beyond that, it brought the library into venue and gave us optics in places that we hadn't before, even within Bloomfield itself. We've created partnerships with social services, health and human services, in order to offer programs that impact the LGBTQ plus community, but others as well. One, for example, Bloomfield spurred a new group called GRAB, which is Gays Raising Awareness Bloomfield. And they're going to be having an opportunity to break bread and discuss issues that impact the LGBTQ plus community as a whole or individually, both at the national level and the community level. That event will be taking place April 29th and will feature a speaker named Robert Parkinson, who's going to talk about his experiences with alcoholism.
Well, for our initial broadcast, that's tomorrow. So we may as well use the opportunity to plug, at least on the initial airing. So how would people find out more about
this? People can find out more about all of our Pride programming at www.bplnj, that's Bloomfield Public Library, New Jersey.org. And we have a banner right on the front page of our website that will give you all the information about programs past, present, and upcoming.
Our radio station can be heard in Bloomfield, part of Essex County, but for people who are in Brooklyn or the Bronx or even Bergen County, New Jersey, may not know Bloomfield. So give a little profile of where Bloomfield is and what Bloomfield is.
Well, if you know where Montclair is, then you know where Bloomfield is. All you need to do is continue east toward the city on Bloomfield Avenue. And Bloomfield is experiencing a renaissance right now. It's actually a really exciting time to be part of the Bloomfield community and part of the people that serve Bloomfield. The renaissance includes the renovation of our train station, new apartment buildings, new restaurants, new initiatives and partnerships between township organizations. The mayor and council are very forward-looking, and they're very interested in the rise of Bloomfield as a town. And we've been rewarded not only with this grant, but with a Parks and Recreation grant that addresses special needs kids, with a Health and Human Services grant that deals with homelessness from the perspective of people who are working and have a house, but maybe something comes along and they can't meet their mortgage. In fact, Bloomfield even was ranked inside the top 5% of fire departments in the nation, which is a huge honor. So I think that people are going to be excited to come to Bloomfield as we plan these initiatives and ascend.
Let's get back to talking about the project itself, funded by the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, Take Pride Bloomfield, and my guest is Holly Belli. The motto is Celebrate, Educate, Advocate. Go into some of the details of what this all means. There's an element of celebration. You've talked about the education, but advocacy also seems to have a bit of a political and social aspect to it, too. So elaborate a little bit on the motto of celebrate, educate, advocate.
Well, certainly, I think celebrating is everybody wants to come together and celebrate who they are. We do that as a species all the time, and the LGBTQ plus community will be doing that at our Pride picnic. As far as educate and advocate, I think advocacy, especially in today's divisive political climate, is very important. We want to make sure that, especially as a public library, that every voice is heard, that everybody has an opportunity to express themselves and feel as though that they count, they matter. The gay community in the past 40 years has made great strides, but in the past 18 months or so, things have seemed a little doubtful. And I think it's important to keep these issues at the forefront and make people aware that when one person's rights or civil rights are violated, that eventually will hurt everybody.
It's interesting. The background material, which I received from the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, shows just how pervasive all of these activities are in terms of the community. Bloomfield High School, it says here, has its own active GLOW, which means gay, lesbian, or whatever is what that stands for. It's a GLOW group and is interested in developing a partnership to provide events and opportunities for expression and inclusion, even at the high school level. One of the things I wanted to get back to, though, is the discussion of your job as director of the Bloomfield Public Library and where libraries do stand in today's society because of the fact that you were talking about cutbacks, and there are almost no more cutbacks that can be had anymore without really gutting a library's operation. But in the digital age, in the age of tablets and readers and all of the video on demand that we can get at home and from the internet, what is the role of the modern library in the 21st century?
I think the answer to that question is twofold. When you're talking about the role of how do we access media, how do we access information, obviously libraries have always been at the forefront of delivering information dispassionately. Whatever people want, whatever their question is, we want to get them the answer and in a non-judgmental way. Millennials, believe it or not, are the biggest users of libraries right now.
You're kidding. No? I would think that they would have totally rejected the printed word a long time ago.
Well, no, they haven't. They do tend to prefer, however, to log into the library remotely. Right now, libraries can offer a tremendous amount of things, and we offer everything for free. So let's say you're a millennial with $250,000 worth of student loans, and you're living at home, and you're desperate for a job, and you're waiting tables. That doesn't change the fact that you still want to read your favorite books and listen to your favorite music and watch your favorite movies, but you may not be able to afford to order that book on Amazon or to have a Netflix subscription.
But you can get a lot of this at the library. It's almost like a home away from home.
Yes, a lot of it you can, and much of it you don't even need a car in order to do that. If you have a library card and can log into your library card or your library's website remotely, a lot of those things are available, and you don't even have to own a car to get it. And in a township like Bloomfield, which is incredibly diverse, we have upper middle class and we have working class communities. It's important to remember that we're serving a lot of people with a lot of different needs, a lot of diversity, and everybody's needs everybody needs to be, you know, addressed. The second part of that question is that libraries are no longer just about books and information and media. I had the privilege to go to Philadelphia and attend the Public Library Association conference. And I heard several urban directors speak, including Detroit, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Seattle. And there's a lot of discussion right now about dealing with things like homelessness, opioid use, food insecurity, and illiteracy.
What role could a library play in that?
Well,
is that just the content of the literature or actually being actively involved?
We're being actively involved. The library is one of the last truly free and open democratic places in modern society. When you walk into the library, we're not asking you who you are. We're not judging you by what you wear or the color of your skin. We are there to provide you a place, be it to sit and read all day long or to come and ask a question, check out a book, and leave. So if you are homeless or hungry or have a drug problem or anything, the library wants to find ways to connect you with the resources that you need. We have the power to deliver that information. And because we're considered open and non-threatening, people who might not necessarily feel comfortable asking for help elsewhere can come to the library and get that information.
So it really does become almost the modern town community center. I know there are traditional community centers with athletics and things like that, but as far as a place for community, that's what the library really is becoming.
Indeed it is. And in a township like Bloomfield, like I said, which is very diverse, you need to address those needs. You can't, even though a lot of people will say it's not the library's job to, you know, help people find a bed or help people get a meal or find a job, it really is, because we serve everyone in Bloomfield no matter who they are. And when they come in the door, we want to make sure that we know that they can get what they want.
We have less than 30 seconds. Holly, just sum up for anybody who just tuned in, Take Pride Bloomfield.
Take Pride Bloomfield is an initiative from the New Jersey Council for the Humanities to examine the LGBTQ+ experience using the humanities as a tool. And we invite everyone to join us.
And obviously, it's done on a very wide-scale basis. And the objectives are summed up pretty much in the motto of Take Pride Bloomfield, which is celebrate, educate, and advocate. Thank you very much, Holly, for taking the time to be here on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
My guest, Holly Belli, who is the director of the Bloomfield Public Library, talking about Take Pride Bloomfield. That's it for this episode of Humanities Connection. I'm Bob Mann. Thank you very much for listening. This program is initially broadcast on WFDU 89.1 FM, and then it's archived at www.njhumanities.org. You can go to that website not only to hear archives of our program, but to hear about all of the fascinating programs that are being run throughout the state by the New Jersey Council for the Humanities.